Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe shows us how to create a culture of honor and respect in our homes.
Your children are your responsibility, but you're raising them to become independent. You are coaching them so that one day they can stand on their own two feet and face the world. One of the greatest things that you can do for children when they are young is to teach them the power of obedience.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, president of Moody Bible Institute and the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Well, we're moving forward in our new series called In His Image, Renewing Relationships. And last week, we learned that when a person comes to Christ, their old self passes away. And in Christ, we get a new identity. Everything changes, including our relationships. So a new message begins today. Mark, where are we headed?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about culture, marriage, and now we're talking about the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I have three children. My youngest is 21, so now they're adult children. But before I had kids, I had a lot of theories about how to raise kids. I was an expert in parenting.
I know where this is going.
before I had kids. But, you know, once I had kids, I realized how much I really did not know. And I believe there's parents out there right now that are frustrated. Some of you are actually teaching your kids at home because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so you are in a greater stress mode than usual. But I believe the principles that we find here in Colossians will really help you understand God's pattern for approaching our parenthood.
Well, if your circumstances allow it, pick up a Bible and turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 now as we jump in today's message, a new culture for your family.
But I want to make a confession. It is challenging as well as extremely rewarding to raise children. Some days you think, wow, what an amazing experience. And other days you say, wow, this is hard. What are we doing wrong? I think every parent goes through those things, don't they? So the Bible has a lot to say about family, about marriage, and about doing things the right way. Now, here's what I know. I know that many of you grew up in dysfunctional families. In fact, I know that probably the majority of people here are first generation believers in the sense that you are the first generation to really seriously embrace your Christianity and embrace your faith. So although you may have had extraordinary parents that had great work ethics or values, oftentimes we have households that have not known how to raise us in a godly way. And so many of us are learning parenting and marriage, not because we had great examples to follow, but because we have to learn a new way of doing marriage and a new way of doing parenting. And so the Bible is the blueprint on marriage and parenting and family. And so we have to go to the original blueprint, not ask ourselves, how did my mother do it or how did my father do it, although they may have given us a great example. We have to go to the original blueprint and say, how did God design marriage to work? And how did God design the family to work? And how can I begin to pattern my family according to the culture that God established? And so Colossians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is talking about the unit of the family and how we go about doing this God's way. I'm going to read a couple verses out of Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 17 and going to verse 21. The Apostle Paul says, and whatever you do, whatever. Say whatever. Whatever gives very little leeway. Whatever. Whatever you do, whether in word, that means spoken, or whether in deed, that means action, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus. Now, it's not saying that when we eat, we say, I eat in Jesus' name. When we go to work, I work in Jesus' name. When we drive, I drive in Jesus' name. It's saying that we need to do it for Him and through Him. So our lives revolve around the centrality of our Savior, Jesus, and a new way of living that Jesus has given us. And we need to do it giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And then immediately on the heels of this statement, the Apostle Paul turns and starts talking about the family. Last week, I dealt with wives and husbands, and some of you came up to me afterwards, and we had some great conversations, some hard conversations for some of you. It says, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Verse 20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. And all the parents are right now saying, amen, preach it, pastor. Verse 21, fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. So I want to talk to you about creating a culture as a family that is the healthiest environment to raise your children in. Christian psychologist and author Henry Cloud made a statement in a book called Boundaries that I think is a very compelling statement. He said, you get what you create or what you tolerate. I like that statement. He was talking to leaders about companies, but I believe it applies to the household as well. Right now, the household that you live in is a reflection of what you have created or what you have tolerated. If there is chaos and bickering and dysfunction and animosity and yelling and screaming in your household, it's because you have created an environment of chaos or you have tolerated an environment of chaos. If you're in a household that ends up oftentimes in screaming matches with a teenage son defying his mother, it could be that you have either created that or tolerated that within your household. Because whatever your household looks like, it's because you've either generated it yourself by the attitude that you bring to your household, or you've allowed it to enter into your household without making sure that there was boundaries. So I think, first of all, parents, we need to take responsibility for the culture that exists within our family. Good or bad, you are the cultural creative architects of what your family looks like. You cannot blame it on society. You cannot blame it on our culture. Stop blaming it on the school system or your kids' friends. Really, you are responsible for what your household looks like. And the Apostle Paul is agreeing with that as he speaks to these believers about their household. And so today I want to talk to you about two aspects of this culture that every family needs to make sure they are planting into their household to make sure that it's a healthy culture. The first one has to do with the children's attitudes towards their parents, and the second one has to do with the parents' attitudes towards their children. So number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. Creating a family culture that is healthy requires a family culture of honor and respect. In this verse, it says, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. There's a parallel passage found in Ephesians chapter 6 that says, children, also written by the Apostle Paul, by the way, he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. So you see two things in these passages. One is children being challenged to obey their parents, and then grown-up or adult children being challenged to honor their parents. A child that lives within your household has the spiritual obligation to obey their parents. As you get older and you're an adult that is self-sufficient, out of your household, financially stable, on your own, you no longer have the obligation to obey your parents, but now you have the right to honor your parents. If you're living out of your household, paying your own bills, independent adult, you no longer have to obey your parents. Some of you are like, yeah. I knew my mom keeps telling me what to do. Pastor Mark said I don't have to obey her anymore. Yeah, but you do have to honor them. Honor means that I listen to what they say. I give heavy weight or value to what they say because they have wisdom and insight and knowledge into my life. So I need to listen to what they say, not necessarily obey what they say, but listen to what they say. Now, if you're a child, you say, well, what age technically defines childhood? Because I know there's some 17-year-old boy right now sitting in the auditorium saying, my parents want me to obey, but I'm not a little kid anymore. Well, here's the age that defines childhood to adulthood. I'm not sure there's a specific age, but it has to do with the stage of life. If you are at home still, living off of the finances of your parents still, eating the food that's in the refrigerator still, enjoying the heat of their furnace still, and the air conditioning of their air conditioner still, and parking your garage in their driveway still, then I consider you still under the obligation to obey your parents. I know you're saying, but I'm not a little kid anymore. I know you're not, but as soon as you can live on your own, pay your own bills, be financially and fiscally independent, then you can gravitate from obedience to honor. And your parents, I'm sure, would be very happy about it. So, but as long as you're in the household, I believe that you parents, it is your house. I heard someone recently, it was someone in Hollywood talking about their children, how they were raising them. They said, we've reminded our children, we're rich, you're not. They're just kind of making a distinction. Hey, it's our money, not your money. And so here's the thing with your children. Your children are your responsibility, but you're raising them to become independent. You are coaching them so that one day they can stand on their own two feet and face the world. One of the greatest things that you can do for children when they are young is to teach them the power of obedience.
Well, we're going to pause our message briefly from Mark Job to talk about get to steppin' in your walk with Christ. Mark, let's talk about the Bold Stepper Weekly.
Yeah, you've probably heard about it. Many of you are signing up, and it comes out every Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some devotional thoughts. There's some updates that we have. It's just a way to get your week started out good. Those of you that care about this ministry and are connected with us, we just want to bless you every Monday morning.
Yeah, I love to see it pop up in my inbox every Monday morning, Mark. So if you'd like to sign up for it, go to boldstepsradio.org and look for the Bold Stepper Weekly. All right, let's get back to the message now. Once again, here's Mark Joe.
Now, let me say this about the power of obedience. The reason that obedience is so important is that a culture of obedience when they are young flows into a culture of honor when they're older. If your children never learn to obey and respect authority when they're younger, then they will have trouble with honoring and respecting when they're older. Some of you are trying to help adult children respect you and honor you, but they've never learned obedience when they were younger, and it's a challenge for them. One of the greatest gifts that you could give to your children is to provide structure and leadership to your household. And let me break it down this way. This is not original to me. I've heard it quoted this way before, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Rules without relationship lead to rebellion. If you're really strong on rules and you run your house like a military compound, but you have very little emotional, social, relational interaction with your children so that they feel like you really love them, then that eventually will generate rebellion. Rules without relationship generate rebellion because they will feel like this is rules, this is binding, but there's no relationship, and eventually they will rebel against it. On the other hand, relationship without rules lead to resentment. Your children don't need a buddy, partner, they need a parent. When you have a relationship with your child, I see this sometimes among women, you know, the mother, oh, like she's my girlfriend and, you know, we hang out together and do this, you know, but yeah, I'm glad you're friends, but she needs a parent, not just a friend. And if you have a lot of friendship and relationship, but you have no boundaries, no rules, you have no limits, no boundaries as to what they watch, what they do, where they go and so forth, then eventually that will generate resentment. I've had conversations with adult children who have told me, I, in essence, raised myself. My parents weren't around. They didn't really have rules about what I watched on television, what I ate, who I hung with, where I went, because they were absent. And they typically resent the fact that their parents weren't more engaged in their life. So relationship without rules lead to resentment. Rules without relationship lead to rebellion. No rules with no relationship lead to abandonment. There are other individuals here. You've had a parent, a stepfather, a mother who for whatever reasons maybe left you when you were very young. And you've had no rules and no relationship with them. And in essence, you feel abandoned by them. I've had multiple conversations with adult children who have never really met their dad or mother or have had very little contact with them. And there's a sense of abandonment that you have there. And if you have a sense of abandonment, you struggle with identity issues. Why did they reject me? Why did they walk out? Why did they leave me? Was there something wrong with me? And adults usually then get to the point where I don't care about them. And oftentimes if you as an adult parent try to engage in your children when they're older, they will feel like, well, why do you want to have anything to do with me now when you didn't care about me when I was growing up? And so you have to wrestle through that spirit of abandonment. And then fourthly, the healthy option is that relationship, a loving, engaged relationship with healthy boundaries and rules lead to great parenting. Healthy relationship with healthy boundaries lead to healthy parenting. And so the Apostle Paul is speaking to the lives of the children, and he's speaking into them saying, children, it is your obligation as children living within the household to follow the directives, the wishes, the commands of your parents. And it is the parents' obligation, I believe, to train the children at an early age to be respectful and to follow the commands of the parents. Now, as you get older, it gravitates from obedience to honor. Let me say a word about this because I think this is very important. One of the Ten Commandments is honor your father and mother. That's one of the Ten Commandments. That's listed in the commandments of don't murder, don't lie, don't have any false gods before me, don't commit adultery. But sandwiched in there is also this commandment, honor your father and your mother. I know some of you are thinking, you don't know my father and my mother. I don't. I don't think I do. Maybe I do. And some of you are thinking, if you knew my father, you wouldn't tell me to honor him because he's quite a character. Or if you knew my mother, she's really not a person that's worthy of much honor. But here's what I want you to understand. This does not come with qualifications. This does not say if your parent has been an outstanding parent, honor them. It doesn't say if your mother was this outstanding, loving individual, honor her. If your father was this great provider, great leader in the household, godly man, honor them. It simply states because of their function and their relationship and the fact that they brought you into the world, that you are to honor them. To honor means that you consider them important, that you give worth and value to them, and then it's not because of who they are, but it's because of what position they play that you're required to honor them. And this, by the way, is the first commandment with promises attached to it. In other words, what it tells us is that if you honor your parents, then there are two things that'll flow back into your life because of you honoring your parents. If you do this, then God will also flow in a special way into your life. What are those two things? Well, look at what it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on earth. There are two promises attached to it, longevity and success. What the Apostle Paul is telling us, and what Moses told us through the Ten Commandments, was that if you honor your parents, the result will be that in your life, there will be a sense of greater well-being and success and favor and open doors that will be poured into your life, and you will live healthier and longer if you show honor to your parents. I know you got that subscription to the health club and you're working out and you're buying organic tomatoes at Trader Joe's and non-hormonal milk at Whole Foods. That's all good and well. I'm glad you're doing that. But some of you need to say, and apart from all that health stuff, I need to honor my mother and my father so that there will be longevity and health poured into my life. You want to be more successful and you want to live longer and healthier, most of us do, then begin to show a degree of honor and respect towards your parents. That means, that aging father of yours or mother of yours, that when you pick her up, she tells you the same stories that you've heard before all your life. And still you're 50 years old and she's saying, put the sweater on, it's pretty cold out there. Mom, I'm not a little kid anymore. Yeah, but honoring means that you listen to the stories, that you take care of them while they're getting older because they took care of you while you were very young. But there's a powerful thing when we begin to invest in the culture of our children so they begin to learn honor and respect. And let me just say one other thing about this obedience. It's important that you start when they're young. Too many parents get serious about parenting when their children reach the preteen ages and they realize they have a challenge on their hand. The time to start coaching your children is not when they hit 13 or 14. A lot of their life is set in stone by that time. You need to start early, earlier. They tell us that formative years are between 1 and 7. A lot of the battles of obedience and structure are fought in the early years of life and then reinforced as they get older. Some parents wait way too late in life to start trying to establish structure to their life, and so start early in life.
You're listening to the Bible teaching of Pastor Mark Jobe, and if you're just joining us and like to hear this message in its entirety, you can do that by visiting us online at boldstepsradio.org. And then be sure to check out all of Mark's archived messages you may have missed. Well, creating healthy boundaries and healthy family relationships is the topic of our latest Bold Step gift that we mentioned earlier, the DIY Guide to Building a Family That Lasts. It lays out 12 tools for improving your home life, and it will take your family relationships from stagnant and ho-hum to loving and lasting. We'd be happy to send you a copy to your home when you give a gift of any amount to support Bold Steps. Simply call 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363, or give online at boldstepsradio.org. And of course, if it's easier, you can also send your donation and request for Dr. Chapman's book in the mail. Just write to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. I'll repeat that, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Now, if you'd like to automate your monthly giving, consider becoming a Bold Partner. When you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll be partnering with us and sharing the gospel with people all across the country. Plus, you'll also receive a number of personal benefits as well. Signing up is quick and easy when you visit us at boldstepsradio.org. I'm Wayne Shepherd. I'm inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll learn how to create strong family values. It's part of our In His Image Renewing Relationship series, and you'll hear it Tuesday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.